Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
A new report on mental illness in Australia by Wesley Mission has some surprising findings. The first being that we are underestimating just how common mental health issues, namely depression and anxiety, are in our society. Apparently, 1 in 6 are currently suffering from depression, and just over 1 in 10 people from anxiety. There are probably more sufferers, but not everyone seeks help. There is a more surprising and I think concerning statistic within this report. Less than half of us are comfortable knowing that a friend, family member, work colleague, or someone else suffers from depression. We have a lower level of comfort with people having this illness compared to other illnesses like heart disease or cancer. It reminds me of the story of the Good Samaritan in the Bible. There was a Jewish man who was robbed and beaten and lying by the side of the road. The priest came by, saw the injured man, and walked to the other side of the road. I'm guessing he wasn't particularly comfortable with what he saw and didn't want to get involved. A Levite, possibly someone who had helped out in the temple and no doubt quite respected, he crossed to the other side of the road too. It was the Samaritan, and this is surprising as typically Jews and Samaritans were enemies, it was this supposed enemy Samaritan that stopped and helped the injured Jewish man. He didn't have any comfort issues. He just saw someone who needed a hand and got in and helped out. It disappoints me that half the population feels less comfortable with people who have a mental health issue. No doubt some of these people, like those in the Good Samaritan story, will be ministers, people who are heavily involved in their churches, and there will be people from all walks of life that will no doubt be treating those with mental health issues with the "I don't want to get involved, cross to the other side of the road" approach. No matter how hard great organisations like Beyond Blue and the Black Dog Institute try, there's still an unhelpful stigma around what is a common and serious health issue in our society. Can I encourage you today to get educated on issues relating to depression and anxiety? What are the symptoms? How can I spot it in those around me? What should I do? What could I do to be a support to those I know who suffer from depression or anxiety or both? It's up to us as individuals to reduce the stigma associated with depression and mental health issues generally, and to not let our comfort levels get in the way of being a useful and helpful support to those around us who need it. I'm Lauren Martin for the Salvation Army.